Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are out on the road this week. I'm going to guess that the audio is going to sound a little bit different than what we normally do when we are in the studio in Colorado. And why is that? Because we have just taken possession of a custom-built 44-foot bus in which we are in the process of building out a new studio. This will allow us to take the studio with us on the road to shows, conferences, events, but also to take the bus, take the studio to the innovators, to go on site where some of these leading innovators are doing their work. In fact, we are in Panama City, Florida this week. Next week, after the holidays, we are heading towards Kentucky, where we will be spending one day with an innovator showing us what they're doing in a rural part of Kentucky. We'll hopefully also be able to talk with other entrepreneurs in the area, along with local civic leaders, to find out what is going on and where innovation is happening outside of the normal areas such as Silicon Valley or Austin, Texas or Boston, etc. Now, you've heard me talk about this over the show, probably over the last 3 or 4 months. This has been an idea that's been noodling around. We bit the bullet. We ordered the bus. We had a bunch of customizations done at the factory. And we are still applying customizations for the build-out and installation of all the recording gear. And as you can tell from the sound, we don't have all of the sound tuning in the bus fully operational yet at this point. So with that, we're going to do, this is the very first show we're going to do from on the bus. We, like I said, we're parked in Panama City, Florida, heading out to Kentucky. Then we're going to head down to Austin, head over to Arizona, and ultimately end up in Las Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show. We are bringing the studio to CES to interview innovators and entrepreneurs at CES for future shows. We will be parked right at the convention center in that parking area right outside of, between kind of North Hall and South Hall. I think the spot is called CP19. If you want to know more, hop on over to the Facebook page, The Innovators Studio. That's what we're calling the bus. It's called The Innovators Studio. And we'll have all the information, and we'll also be highlighting where we are stopping in this first trip across the country. So check it out. Follow us. If you have an entrepreneur, innovator who you think we should tell the story, or something happening in a community around innovation that you think they should get a little bit of their 15-minute of fame, drop us a note, post a message over on the Facebook page, send us a message, carry pigeon, email, however it gets to us. I'd love to find out about it. Then in February, into February, we'll be back out on the road for a couple of weeks. Again, coming from Colorado back to the East Coast. And we'll be doing these periodically. Probably the next big event after CES will be South by Southwest. So check it out. If you go over to the Innovators Studio over on the Facebook page, then you will actually see what the outside of the bus looks like. And then at CES, we'll have some photographs taken and show what the inside of the bus looks like. It's still in pretty rough form, given that we don't have all of the equipment and gear in place. So let's get into this week's show. This week's show is about what I would refer to as innovation collapse. Organizations that have tried to stand up an innovation program, it's just not working, and it's crushing under its own weight, and you can kind of starting to see the writing on the wall that it's going to go away. It's just going to kind of slowly disappear. Nobody's going to say anything. It's going to be kind of chalked up as one of those experiments within an organization. What I want to share with you this week are the four signs your organization is heading towards innovation collapse. Are there some early week signals that you should be keeping an eye open for? And what you should you do about them? What can you do to avoid the innovation collapse? So let's hop right in with number one. Number one is what I call innovation out of fear. The whole process of starting an innovation within an organization wasn't built on any form of solid foundation. It was done out of fear. Fear that you're falling behind, your competitors are getting all the press, your share price is depressed because shareholders don't see you as delivering new innovations. Fear is not something that is a sustainable motivator to feed an innovation process within an organization. You really need to stay focused on that ability to create a foundation for that innovation. What is it? Why is innovation important to you? You have to be able to answer that as a fundamental question. Why is innovation so important to you? Why is it that you're doing it in the first place? Fear is not a motivator. Fear is a reaction. It is an emotion that is a result of fearing for your job, fearing for the survival of your company, whatever's triggering that fear. But again, fear is short-lived. You get kind of this big spike of adrenaline. You put a lot of energy, and then it fades off very quick. Innovation is not a sprint. It's a marathon, and it's a 100-mile marathon. This is an endurance race. So you have to find what is that motivator. You have to identify the motivator that is going to sustain you over decades. Not months, not weeks, not even a year, but decades. What is the motivator that's going to motivate you and your team to innovate? So if your innovation is based purely on this innovation out of fear, and again, that can come from, press coverage of your competitors. It could be your share price. It could be your board of directors now pounding on you saying, you need to innovate. Hurry up. Let's go and stand up an innovation. Let's go hire a chief innovation officer. Let's go, buy some books or bring a consultant in or whatever it is. Those are all knee-jerk reactions. You need to take a step back. Leadership needs to own the understanding of why innovation should and is important to you as a leader and to your organization. Now, one of the underlying statements that I hear repeatedly out of this innovation out of fear is that, well, if we don't innovate, we're going to die. We're going to get left behind. And we tend to like to grab these little, the quotes that we see on whether it's Pinterest or memes on Facebook or LinkedIn around innovation about, if you're standing still, you're falling behind. All those are nice, catchy terms, right? But those, again, are not motivators. They're not going to sustain you for the next decade in order to deliver high-impact, high-value innovation. So think about that. Think about what is it. Define what that rationale is. Why is innovation important to you? Why is it? What is it that's going to be that foundational understanding as to why you're going to take on this, you know, almost unbelievable amount of effort? And trust me, it is an unbelievable amount of effort. Standing up, leading, running an innovation effort will be the hardest thing you have ever done, bar none. It will be the hardest thing you have ever done. So if you're going to do that, and if you're going to commit to that, then you've got to find that motivator. I'll use this show as an example. When I started this show back in March of 2005, I thought I'd maybe do, you know, 6 or 7 shows and nobody would listen to it. Nothing would happen. We're now in season 13. We start season 14 coming up in March. 13 years of doing the show. And what I have found is the motivator for this isn't something that's inside of me, but it's the response and support that I get from you. You, the listener. The fact that you take the time out, you're listening to this show right now, you send emails in, you ask your questions, you comment on good shows that were really helpful or suggestions for improving other shows. It's that motivation, that feedback loop. Find what that feedback loop is for you to sustain a decade-long innovation effort. Don't do innovation out of fear. And we'll continue this discussion when we come back from this break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy raising prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. But before we hop back into this segment of the show, I want to do a quick shout-out to one of our sponsors, and that is Zoom. Zoom has been with us literally since the time we took the podcast and turned it into a nationally syndicated talk radio show. And we couldn't have done it without them. So I just want to extend my appreciation to Eric Yoon, the founder and CEO at Zoom, and the support the entire Zoom team gives us. We've been using their tools with the radio show right from day one. And now I use it actually every day in my day-to-day job. It's my way of staying connected with my team. And even here on the new 44-foot mobile studio bus, we have full Zoom capabilities, and in fact, I've spent the last week and probably have done 30 Zoom meetings from right here on the bus, out in the middle of nowhere, Florida. So this is a tool that allows you to stay connected, allows you to stay productive, allows you to stay connected wherever you are, anywhere in the world. I've used Zoom from Africa. I've used it from China, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, all over the world, and it works great. So check it out if you're not using it. And if you're using one of those older systems, whether it be Skype or any of the other systems, check this out. Zoom is so incredibly easy. It's also very easy for you to invite people who are not on Zoom to join a meeting. So check it out. KillerInnovations.com/Zoom. Get your free account. That free account will allow you to connect up to 50. That's right, 50 people on a video call. So that you can check it out. It's scalable, it works, reliable, video quality, audio quality. It'll make you happy, it'll make your team happy. Check it out. So let's continue on our conversation. We're talking about the four signs your organization is heading towards innovation collapse. We talked earlier about innovation out of fear. What I want to talk about now is competitive urgency. Now this is and can be an interesting motivator. But in some cases, it's a reactionary response. You may set up and hurry up and say, we got to hurry up and do an innovation because we need to do it as a competitive response to some activity. Your competitor launches an innovative new product and you're caught flat-footed. Your competitor is doing a regular series of announcements. You can pretty much time them. They make some big announcement. Whether if it's a consumer electronic device at Las Vegas at CES or social media, which a lot of that happens at South by Southwest, or wireless technologies at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, wherever. And you're now trying to meet them and trying to have your own answer, but your answer is not out of thought leadership, but out of competitive response. Now, trust me, I've lived in the world where I've had to do competitive response innovation. And when I've taken over teams inside of organizations that really did not have what I would call a strong innovation funnel, then you're caught in this game where you have to do these form of competitive responses, where you have to do something quick in order to not to be left behind, both on a revenue perspective or market competitive perspective, whatever the metric is. So I know you have to do that. But at the same time, if you stay in that and you're just doing the response, then you're thrashing your organization and you're digging yourself into a hole that you will never get yourself out of. You just won't get yourself out of that hole. So what you have to do is you have got to get out and leapfrog. It's not about just responding and they come out with product A and then you come out with your product that's just like product A and then they come out with product B and you come up with a product that's just like product B. You've got to figure out a way to get ahead. You have got to get out there and you've got to leapfrog them. And the way to do that is you have to fight that urge to just do the response. In addition to, put a team together, give it some resources, and set it aside and tell it that its job is to do the leapfrog product. You still have to do the competitive response, but you need resources that are focusing on a leapfrog effect. How do you get ahead of the competition? Not how do you stay even with the competition. How do you get out ahead? And this is really hard because now, you know, your historical actions have always been in competitive response. You know, a company comes out with something, you respond. You still have to do that. And now you have to allocate resources to do a leapfrog effect, to get out ahead, provide some form of thought leadership. Because if you can define that thought leadership, eventually, you can actually reduce those resources that are doing the competitive response and reallocate them to even more leapfrog projects. But if you find yourself in this hole where you're in an organization, you know, and this is either by your design or, you know, congratulations, you just got tagged to be the new leader of innovation. And now you're trying to figure out how to dig yourself out of this competitive response hole and get into a leapfrog. You literally have to do twice the effort. And when I've had to do this in over my career multiple times, I'll tell you, it's roughly almost a 2 to 3 year effort to turn the corner on this. If you're coming into an organization that has not had any form of an innovation effort, and it's more of a tactical, reactionary kind of development response or incremental innovation efforts around competitive reactions, it's taken me, on average, between 2.5 and 3 years to transition an organization and turn the corner. And I've done this multiple times. I can see when it's, you know, when we're about to turn the corner, there's nothing more satisfying when that happens. But I'm going to give you the warning. This is incredibly hard work. This will be the hardest job you have ever had in your entire career, bar none. So, but you have to do it. You can't stop doing the competitive response because you'll just fall further and further behind in the market. Revenue will be impacted, margin will be impacted, share price will be impacted. So you still have to do the competitive response. You have to be able to put together a new set of resources to go create this leapfrog effect. And my guess is your leadership team is not going to give you more resources. So you have to make some tough calls. What do you stop doing to free up resources to go do the leapfrog? You need to stop something to free up dollars and people to go do the leapfrog effect while you're still doing the competitive response. It's a hard path, but absolutely critical if you are not going to see your innovation efforts totally collapse and fail within an organization. So if you're caught behind this competitive urgency, focus on that leapfrog, find those resources. But warning, this will take a lot longer than you think it will. And with that, we'll be right back after this short break.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories. New ideas turned into businesses. Programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. Right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back, but before we hop back into this segment of the show, we want to do another shout-out to another one of our sponsors, and that is HP. HP is providing all of the gear at our main studio in Colorado, and we are also outfitting the new 44-foot mobile studio bus with HP gear. We're using an HP Z2 mini server here on the bus for doing all of the video processing along with all of the streaming when we do live events from the bus. We're also using an HP Slice, and that is the device that actually runs the Zoom room, connects out to the network to allow for guests to join us. But it's also the platform that we use for Lucy, which is the software that allows us to connect to BizTalk Radio's network and allows us to broadcast to the 30-plus radio stations that carry the show. So all of that based on HP technologies. Not to mention the fact that I've got my EliteBook 360 from HP, which is my day-to-day machine. Carry it with me every day. It's got the full 360 hinge with the smart pen. Phenomenal technology. I literally could not survive a day without my EliteBook. So check it out. You can see all of the technologies that we're using here at Killer Innovations over at killerinnovations.com/HP. So let's pick up our conversation on the four signs your organization is heading towards innovation collapse. We talked about innovation out of fear. We talked about innovating out of competitive urgency. Now I want to talk about what I call silos or fragmentation. These innovation silos are highly fragmented innovation efforts occurring around an organization. If you walk around your organization and there's been this big burst of innovation effort triggered by something, whether it's the innovation out of fear or it's a innovation out of competitive urgency, and all of a sudden thousands of projects get fired up, be careful. I get the enthusiasm, the excitement, let's hurry up and, you know, let's make 1,000 flowers bloom, let's throw spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks, let's try lots of different things. The challenge being, though, is that each one of those projects are actually become individual little islands. And innovation is a team sport. And that team is not confined to just around a project, but it's around that your entire organization being engaged and having transparency and being able to see those innovation efforts that are underway within your organization. When you're starting early innovation efforts, those teams need support. They need to be able to come together. They need to be able to express their frustrations. They need to be able to find, you know, like-minded individuals within your organization. If you just allow across the large organization a lot of innovation efforts to all of a sudden spin up, then again, they're back to being these innovation islands. And The big challenge long term is going to be is how do you prioritize all of these innovation efforts? How do you make sure that the right innovation efforts are getting the right level of resourcing, both people, time, and money? it's easy to just simply say, okay, we're going to allow every manager to use their existing budget in order to spin up some innovation efforts. And so therefore, you empower everybody to go do lots of interesting things. But the real question is how do you prioritize that across the organization? Now, I am not advocating for some rigorous reporting and tracking and, you know, God forbid, you know, big program or project management systems, you know, with Gantt charts and all those kinds of things. In fact, given I've run very, very large innovation organizations and I've run very, very small innovation organizations, I actually cannot recall the last time I ever used a traditional project management tool set with any form of project tracking or Gantt charts or any of those. But what you do need is you need some way of tracking and measuring the innovation funnel. You now have all these projects going. At what stage is each one of these? Some of them may be further off. Projects won't show any value for 2 to 3 years. Some may be nearer term, maybe something 6 months out. Not all of those projects are aligned. You could end up with pretty crazy projects out there that make no sense for the organization to go do anything with. So your ability to take these silos or this highly fragmented innovation projects and put together some basic funnel management around it will pay back in spades. Trust me. Now that you've got it in a funnel, now what you do with it? Now you have to prioritize. Not all ideas are of equal value. Not all ideas are ever going to turn into anything. And some ideas are just so crazy that they don't even apply to your business or industry. So how do you go through a process of saying, good idea, bad idea, stop, go, more resources, less resources? How do you prioritize? Especially if you've got the silos highly fragmented. Because trust me, if you're trying to fix this after the fact, and now you're into managers getting upset because you're taking away their projects that they were that they funded, it's theirs, it's passionate, keep your fingers off. The way to do that, and I've talked about this many times on the show, is as an organization, when you're kicking off your innovation effort, you need to define your BHAG, your bold, hairy, audacious goal. You need to define that thing that's going to be the rallying cry, that sets that long-term direction, that's going to define the goal line for success. The best example for a BHAG that I use all the time in my talks, and it's one that I think is just phenomenal, is President John F. Kennedy's BHAG when he challenged the United States to put a man on the moon. Now, his BHAG was pretty simple. It just simply said, we challenge ourselves, we will succeed at putting a man on the moon before the end of the decade and bringing them home safely. So we're going to put them on the moon, we're going to bring them home safely, and we're going to achieve all of this before the end of the decade. So we set the goal, we set the time frame, and we defined success. And that rallied an entire nation. Now, BHAGs are incredibly hard to write, really good ones. You can do simple ones like, oh, our BHAG is we want to be a $100 million business. That's actually not a very good BHAG. BHAG has to be inspirational, has to be challenging. It has to say, no, we can't obviously get there doing what we are doing today. We have to change. We have to do something different in order to achieve this very high bar. And what I have found with well-written BHAGs for teams and organizations and entire companies is people will step up. I have been absolutely amazed at what teams have been able to do when challenged, when given a BHAG, what they've been able to do. So the way you do it is you define this BHAG. And then you go through and you ask every one of the team members, describe your project and how it supports or enables that BHAG. It's not you coming in saying the project is a good project or a bad project. what you want is you want to equip and train your teams to be able to self-select on what are the best projects, the most important projects they should be committing the resources to. So once you've defined that BHAG, challenge each of those silos or all those fragmented innovation projects to say, how does your project support, align, enable, help us achieve success for that BHAG? And if it doesn't, then we need to have a conversation. Is this a project we should go forward with? Is this a project we should hibernate? Is this a project we should kill? But you have to have some form. You just can't have all these silos and highly fragmented innovation projects running all over the place. You need to define that innovation funnel so that you know where projects are staging-wise. And then you need to align all those projects against the BHAG. You do those two things, the silos will tend to go away because people will come together, and the fragmentation will go away because people will look at leverage. Trust me, it works. I've done this. I do it today. It's the most important part of the process as a leader, managing the funnel. So stay right there. We'll be right back after this break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We are talking about the four signs your organization is heading towards innovation collapse. We've talked about innovation out of fear, innovation out of competitive urgency. We just talked about number three, which was silos, innovation silos, or innovation fragmentation. Let's talk about number four, which is lack of willpower. When leaders step off and want to put together an innovation effort, there's lots of early energy, enthusiasm, excitement. You bring in all these consultants and speakers. Maybe you do a retreat. Lots of activities, lots of energy. But look, we all know that there's things inside of an organization that if you are building up an innovation capabilities, there's some things that need to change, that need to be done differently if you really are going to be successful in it. And the challenge for a lot of leaders is are they really willing to do whatever it takes to achieve innovation success? Are they willing to do whatever it takes? If you've been able to address why you want to innovate, how you're going to get out of the hole you're in with the competitive reactionary types of innovation, you know, you're going to get control of all of your innovation projects. Are you really willing to make the changes necessary? Do you even have the right leaders? Do you have the right culture? Do you have the right structure, right compensation, the right motivators, the right board of directors to support your innovation effort? And are you willing to take whatever steps are necessary to fix that? Replace leaders. Rebuild a culture. Retool your entire organization. And that could mean letting some people go and hiring on new people with the right set of skills. And are your leaders ready to lead? In long-term, well-established organizations, this tends to be one of the hardest things. If you're middle management or you're an individual contributor within an organization, my guess is you could sit back and you could point out a number of things you see within your organization that's going to hold you back. And unless leaders are willing to deal with it, innovation success is not going to happen. This lack of willpower will manifest itself over the long term within any organization. We get comfortable. We don't like the change. Johnny's been with the company 25 years. You know, yes, he's a naysayer, and yes, he's a roadblock, but he's been here 25 years. Right? Loyalty is great. But in some case, you do have to think about the long-term survivability of your organization, your company, your innovation efforts. And if you're on the verge of innovation collapse, this lack of willpower to do whatever it takes to achieve innovation success will be the boat anchor that will totally undo any other effort you're trying to do to establish innovation. Now, I am the firm believer that everybody is creative. Everybody is innovative. So the immediate knee-jerk reaction should not be, I need to fire everybody and hire a whole new, quote, set of innovators and bring them into the organization. You've invested in your people. You've invested in their success. Help them. Help with that transition. But have that will to make the changes necessary. Now, how do you make this happen? How do you get people to kind of step over from the old way to this new way? To get people to be 100% fully committed to a new innovation approach. And that is what I call burn the boats. Set up a restructuring of the organization, a restart, some bright line that once you step over that line, there is no going back. Make some very public statements about the old you versus the new you as an organization. By making it public, then you basically burn the bridge from the ability to go back and be doing it the old way. You've made a commitment. You've made a public statement. Burn the bridge. Now, there's a blog post I did a number of years ago on this whole burn the boat strategy for innovation, and I'll go find it, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes over at killerinnovations.com, so you can check it out there. But you've got to create some form of a clear delineation of the old way and the new way. And you have to define what that new way is. Is it, you know, corporate culture, organizational structure, roles and responsibilities, the way funding is done, the way new projects will be managed, whatever you've defined is that way path forward for your organization, then you need to burn the boat. You need to be very clear that retreat and going back to the old way is not an option. So let's wrap it up. Let's review the four signs your organization is heading towards innovation collapse. Number one, innovation out of fear, not a long-term motivator. Number two, innovation out of competitive urgency. Constantly focusing on your innovation effort is in response to a competitor's actions or an industry's actions is not long-term sustainable. You will always be behind. Find that opportunity to leapfrog. Number three, challenging of working with innovation silos and innovation fragmentation, right? Get your funnel in place and define that BHAG, and lack of willpower. Burn the boats. As we wrap up, I want to thank you for taking the time this week to listen to the show. Check us out over at killerinnovations.com. Follow the mobile studio over at the Innovator Studio over on Facebook. We'll keep you up to date on where we're at. The one thing I would ask from you is if you find the show useful, let others know. Your help in spreading the message about the show and what the content we share helps us attract new subscribers and also to find innovators from around the world that we can help tell their stories. So with that, have a great week. Do not let the innovation antibodies get you down. Get your ideas, get them out there, go out, change the world. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.